back on the Fan right now. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Baldy, the breaking news, Joe Douglas is out. Your thoughts?
Well, it's just collateral damage for, you know, a season that's just gone awry. And, you know, he has a, you know, his job was to put this offensive line together, and he was given a lot of resources to do it, and that hasn't really come together. But, you know, it's just complete collapse right now. You know, Robert Saleh was his coach. They fired him. And so everything sort of falls on his plate right here, when whether it's the design or the players or the draft picks that just haven't worked out, or watching players just completely fall apart, like, a Sauce Gardner. I guess he's the collateral damage for guys that just aren't performing and playing like, you know, they were drafted to be.
It's an unmitigated failure. And for us there, Baldy, the direction's got to be very simple. I don't know if this duo or this tandem exists. That's what we need your opinion on. Is there a veteran GM and a veteran head coach that you can see pairing together and coming to the Jets?
Well, on the floor below me in NFL Films is Bill Belichick, but I don't think Coach is going to go to the Jets. I don't know. Like, Andy Weidel's the second guy in charge of Pittsburgh. They're doing pretty good. They've just made a bunch of deals. They've drafted really well. They start two rookies on the offensive line. I just saw them take the Ravens apart. I mean, Andy Weidel is very, very – he's won a Super Bowl with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Done a lot of good things in this world. Like, I could see him being paired with Ben Johnson or, you know, some really good offensive mind right now, and maybe a Bobby Slowick in Houston, and I could see a combination like that.
Don't you think, though, Baldy, that the Jets need an experienced head coach once and for all here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, a guy that's been around. I don't know exactly, you know, whether it's Mike Vrabel. You know, Mike Vrabel would certainly would create a toughness within that building and really hold players and coaches and everybody accountable. He's got that type of personality. He had some success in Tennessee. They were the number one seed, you know, just 3 years ago in the playoffs. It didn't work out for him, but, I mean, he's had some success up there in Tennessee, and he's completely available right now.
How about Gruden?
I mean, I would love John Gruden. I mean, I know that, you know, he's making a comeback right now with Barstool Sports, and he's talking football every day. You're never going to find a guy that doesn't believe in what John Gruden is teaching. You go back to the Raiders right now and ask everybody, and I don't know what happened in the emails that he wrote, and I don't really care about that, but you know, as far as getting players' attention and you know, building a program, he's done that in a couple different places. Obviously got a Super Bowl to his name and misses it and loves it and would probably welcome a second chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting name. It's a polarizing name. It's an inspirational name. Like, you could just see him at the press conference wearing the green tie with those crazy eyeballs beating around, looking at the room, getting hit with questions. I think it will be a press conference home run, and he very well might do a good job with the Jets. But I think the work that he was doing with the Raiders was grossly overstated. I didn't really think it was going in the right – forget about the emails. I didn't think from a football perspective it was moving in the right direction. Did you?
It's hard to say. I mean, he had a first-time GM in Mike Mayock, and maybe he needed a more experienced guy in that position to help him, you know, pick some of the players and put the roster together. So, you know, he might have a second choice or a third choice. I mean, you got to need somebody. You can't do it all. You need somebody to kind of pick the players and build the roster the way you want to see it. I don't think they did a particularly good job in that department.
We're talking to our buddy Brian Baldinger. Baldy, Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store and add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, Baldy. Well, at least from a Giant perspective, we get a chance to watch something different. We don't know if it will be better, if it will be worse, but it will definitely be different. Take us inside the film room. What we saw from DeVito a year ago, you know, left us intrigued enough to embrace this. Plus, he's a local kid, which I always enjoy. Can he play? Like, what does he do really well? What do you see?
Well, I mean, I thought he made good decisions last year. I mean, I think he was 3-3 as a starter. It was a disaster against New Orleans. They ran the same blitz like three plays in a row. They sacked him three plays in a row. They just couldn't protect him last year. That was a problem. But I thought he made good, quick decisions with the ball. I thought he was kind of a fast twitch kid that saw the field real well, got the ball out of his hands. I think he threw something like 8 touchdowns against 3 interceptions. So he did a decent job of taking care of it in the opportunities they had last year. I think they obviously are going to Cutlets here because, you know, they got to do something for the fans. And I don't think Drew Lock does anything for anybody, although they paid him to be the backup, you know, and paid him a handsome sum to be the backup quarterback. He started 5 games in the last 3 years. It's not like he's played a lot of football. DeVito's played more than he has over that time. So I don't have any problem with the decision, but I just thought he saw the field well and got the ball in the playmaker's hands when he had that opportunity. I think one of his wins last year was against Green Bay, which is a really good team, and he played really well against them.
And the energy, too, last year, Boldy. And look, I'm not an expert.
Changed.
Yeah, I'm not an expert like you are, but I remember watching it last year and thinking to myself, man, this is not just a fluke. Like, there are certain things that he does. He's making throws. He's confident. All right, he's a young kid, undrafted, making some mistakes. But there was reason for me to at least initially to believe in him. Do you think there's at least a chance where DeVito can be a starting quarterback in this league?
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's a starter yet. We've got to see what he does, you know, as a backup right now. I mean, he's certainly going to get an opportunity this week right now, you know, against Tampa. It's going to blitz the hell out of him because that's what they do. So we'll see how he handles that. We'll see how the Giants front handles it. But I think, look, there's something there. I mean, it can't get any worse than what it's been. I mean, Daniel Jones is finished in New York, and I don't know where else he's going to, you know, surface. Somebody will probably give him another chance. But, you know, you just see the reaction on the coaches and the players and the receivers when he would miss a throw or not make a throw because he, for whatever reason, he wouldn't make a throw. Like, it was just frustrating to watch. Like, I don't think this kid is going to lack, I know he's not going to lack confidence, but like, you got to pull the trigger and you got to make the throws that are there. And you got to give the play a chance and the players a chance. And whether that leads to a bad play or a missed throw or whatever, you still have to make the throws that are out there to be made. And can you do it time and time again? Well, he's going to get that chance and have a chance to play himself into a role.
I can't wait to watch him. I hope he does awesome. I want to ask you something else about Daniel Jones. I said this about a week or so on the air here. People thought I was nuts. I think it's actually smart. So Jones as a Giant is always judged as the 6th overall pick and a guy on that second contract, which makes it untenable. All right, they're done with him. We know that. I believe the Jets should move on from Rodgers. And I believe that they can get to a spot and draft somebody. They should do that as well. If you get Daniel Jones, you didn't take him 6th. You've given him peanuts as the backup or as a bridge guy. And they can draft somebody. How is that a bad thing for the Jets in 2025 to start?
Well, you know, the Vikings are having great success with Sam Darnold right now. Similar situation, right?
Yeah.
You know, Jared Goff is playing at MVP level. You know, he was supposed to be a bridge guy that the Rams gave up on, and it's working really well in Detroit. They built a really good team around him. But I think both those players are better than Daniel Jones. I think they see the field better. I think they're just naturally more accurate. You know, he's a better athlete than all those guys for whatever difference that makes. But I think a fresh start would certainly help him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, you know, up
not
the road
New York.
In Florham Park, you know. Maybe someplace out west where they're not so used to watching him.
Gotcha. What an endorsement where they're not used to watching him.
Yeah, I feel like, Boldy, I just finished watching Jones for 6 years. I can't take it anymore in New York. Whether it's the Giants or the Jets, I let him go somewhere else. I can't take it.
Yeah, we'll take shifts again. Don't worry.
Yeah, good God with Daniel Jones. Would you be done with Aaron Rodgers as well if you're the Jets, Boldy?
Yeah, I'd be done. I mean, it's time to move on. I mean, I actually, after watching some of these 40-year-old quarterbacks play, honestly, like, they should have an NFL rule that when you get to 38, you know, whether you're Kirk Cousins or Drew Brees at the end or Peyton Manning at the end or Aaron Rodgers, like, we're living off, you know, yesterday's news. Like, I almost think there should be a rule put in place outside of Tom Brady, who's the all-time GOAT. Nobody plays well at age 40 at that position. And right now he's bouncing the ball off the turf. Like, it looks bad. You know, he can't throw a simple hitch route right now. He can't put the ball where he wants to put it. And, you know, enough of these one-yard routes. Like, they can't get the ball down the field. They tried on the first play of the game. The ball ended up out of bounds to Garrett Wilson. Like, it's not working out. He's in too big of a hurry to get rid of the football because he has to.
Yeah.
Whether he doesn't trust the protection or if the protection is there, he doesn't think it's going to hold up. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the Jets, you fire the GM, you fire the coach, you might as well just fire the quarterback and really kind of take what pieces you have, you know, whether it's, you know, Breece Hall or, you know, Quinnen Williams or Sauce Gardner, whatever. Take the pieces that are solid. You know, you drafted a kid first pick, you know, and at the left tackle spot, let him play. Taking the pieces that are there and build around him.
I would actually trade Sauce Gardner, and if somebody wants, because I don't know how I'm going to give him 80, 90, whatever the hell, $100 million for a guy who can't tackle, who's getting worse. I do think this is a bit of an aberration. I know he's better than this, but I don't trust Gardner moving forward, and I really like Garrett Wilson. Hell, if we're going to blow this thing up, blow it up the right way. Get everybody on the right timeline. If somebody wants Garrett Wilson and you want to give me two twos or one and a two or one and a three, open for business, let's trade everybody. You're not going to win next year.
Well, look, I mean, the last position I'm filling, if I'm building a team the right way, is the receiver position.
Yes.
Like, just give me the best and deepest offensive and defensive lines you can find.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last week, the Colts go down the field twice in the fourth quarter and scored touchdowns with three rookie offensive linemen on the field. Like, they didn't fall apart, you know?
Yeah.
And basically a rookie quarterback making, you know, whatever start this is for Richardson. And they look just fine up there. But, you know, draft guys and develop guys, just do it. Pittsburgh starting two rookie offensive linemen up there, they look just fine taking the Ravens apart on Sunday. You know, like, just draft good players, good tough players, and develop them. I mean, it's just, it really shouldn't be as hard as the Jets and Giants are both making out to be.
Are you available for hire? I mean, I know you're doing the Boldy breakdowns, but good God, Boldy, give these guys a clue, will you? We need help.
They need help. They need, but it shouldn't be that hard. It just isn't. I mean, I'm watching a kid from Esau Tuckett, Long Island, start at left tackle. You know, he's a fourth round pick at a Pitt, and he looked just fine out there playing left tackle for Indianapolis on Sunday.
I mean, they can't find a good head coach. They're going to find good offensive line coaches. I mean, when you got to dig deeper into the weeds, come on, man.
Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Yep, I'll talk to you next week.
I was on to see NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. I mean, he's right, though, BT.
Yep.
I know it's not easy to build a Super Bowl winner, but it shouldn't be this hard to build a team that could compete for, I don't know, a couple of years in a row. Jets haven't been in the playoffs in, what, 14, 15 years, whatever it's been. Giants have been a disaster. It's been a mess.
I got one word for you. Ownership. That's where the attention needs to go. I'm going to say it again.